Bonsoir à toutes et à tous. Bienvenue à l'écoute de votre émission musicale et culturelle Rock Pop Story, réalisée au sein du studio de RTF par Yann Brisson et présentée par Jean-Luc. Frank Zappa est un compositeur, musicien, guitariste et producteur américain, né en 1940 à Baltimore et décédé en 1993 à Los Angeles. Son œuvre musicale comporte plusieurs genres musicaux, tels que le rock, le jazz, la musique contemporaine et concrète. Frank Zappa a plus de 60 albums à son actif. Le premier paraît en 1966, titré Freak Out, sur le label Verve. Zappa est accompagné par le groupe de rock et de musique expérimentale, groupe nommé The Mothers of Invention. Cet album est considéré comme étant le précurseur des albums concept de la musique rock, marqué par le ton satirique de Zappa, qui exprime sa perception de la culture pop américaine avec un commentaire social sans fioriture et une bonne dose d'humour. La musique créée par Zappa et son groupe Mothers of Invention navigue entre le rhythm and blues, le doo-wop et le blues rock, le tout avec des arrangements orchestraux et des collages sonores avant-gardistes inhabituels de la scène rock des années 1960. Voici deux autres extraits de cet album Freak Out. Le premier, titré Hungry Freaks Daddy, lequel est une critique acerbe des programmes et attitudes du gouvernement américain envers le besoin des pauvres, des jeunes et des opprimés. Nous sommes en 1966. Le second extrait est nommé Who Are the Brain Police, dans lequel Zappa exprime sa vision de l'Amérique contemporaine, dans laquelle l'identité personnelle et l'individualité sont effacées.
Mr. America, walk on by your schools that do not teach. Mr. America, walk on by the minds that won't be reached. Mr. America, try to hide the emptiness that's you inside. But once you find that the way you lied and all the corny tricks you tried will not forestall the rising tide of hungry freaks, Daddy. They won't go for no more Great Midwestern hardware store philosophy that turns away from those who aren't afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behind of the great society. America, walk on by your supermarket dream. Mr. America, walk on by the liquor store supreme. Mr. America, try to hide the product of your savage pride, the useful minds that it denied. The day you shrugged and stepped aside, you saw their clothes and then you cried, those hungry freaks, Daddy. They won't go for no more Great Midwestern hardware store philosophy that turns away from those who are afraid to say what's on their minds. The left behind of the great society.
Yeah.
the chromium too. Who are the brain police?
Deux albums de Zappa sont considérés aujourd'hui comme des indispensables au sein de la luxuriante discographie de Frank. Œuvres virtuoses et foisonnantes, lesquelles définissent les contours du jazz fusion. L'album nommé Waka Ya Waka, sur le label Rio Disc Warner Music Group, et celui nommé The Grand Voizou, sur le label Reprise Records Warner Music, tous deux sortis en 1972. Ces deux albums furent des échecs commerciaux à leur sortie, et furent l'objet d'un véritable gouffre financier pour Zappa. Issu de l'album The Grand Voizou, l'extrait titré For Calvin est une mélodie délirante aux arrangements et interprétations drôlatiques, et le second extrait nommé Eat That Question, au genre funk rock, lequel martial et touffu et qui propose une guitare au son réellement rock.
Yeah.
Obligé de revoir sa copie suite à l'échec commercial de ses deux albums évoqués précédemment, Frank Zappa bifurque alors vers une approche musicale plus accessible, reformant en 1973, pour son 13e album, une ultime mouture de son indéfectible groupe The Mothers of Invention. Cet album, nommé Overnight Sensation, se veut plus concis et abordable, revenant à des structures plus conventionnelles avec le chant. Ce changement de style est perceptible dès l'ouverture de l'album, avec la mélodie prégnante titrée Camarillo Brio, laquelle met en avant une large panoplie d'instruments. Zappa exprime alors son penchant pour la lubricité et met en avant son esprit paillard.
Had that Camarillo Brillo flaming out along ahead. I mean her Mendocino Beano by where some bugs had made it red. She ruled the toads of these short forests and every newt in Idaho and every cricket who had chorus by the bush in Buffalo. Said she was a magic mama and she could throw a mean tarot and carried on without a comma that she was someone I should know. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was all right, but I couldn't come in.
I couldn't come in right then.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She said her stereo was four-way, and I just love it in her room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past a fuming incense stencher, to where she hung her castanets. She stripped away her rancid poncho and laid out naked by the door. We did it till we were on concho and it was useless anymore. She had a snake for a pet and an amulet, and she was breeding a dwarf, but she wasn't done yet. She had gray green skin, a doll with a pin. I told her she was alright, but I couldn't come in.
Actually, that was very busy.
And so she wandered through the doorway, just like a shadow from the tomb. She
she said a stereo was four-way. And I just love it in a room. Well, I was born to have adventure, so I just followed up the steps, right past the fuming incense stencher, to where she hung a castanet. She said she was a magic mama, and she could throw a mean tarot, and carried on without a comma, that she was someone I should know.
Is that a real poncho? I mean, is that a Mexican poncho or is that a Sears poncho? No fooling.
Say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill. Say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it." She made a bet with her sister, who's a little bit dumb. She could prove it any time, all men was scum. I don't mind that you called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, but I still didn't hear no Dynamo Hum. Dynamo Hum.
Dynamo Hum, Dynamo Hum. Where's this dynamo coming from? I done spent 3 hours and I ain't got a crumb from the dynamo. Dynamo, dynamo from the Dynamo Hum.
Ooh. And you ain't been to it.
No, no, no.
Got a spot that gets me hot, but you ain't been to it.
No, 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 no.
Got a spot that gets me hot, but you ain't been to it.
Perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, "Just get me wasted, and you're halfway there. 'Cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care." I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, "My, my, my, what sort of thing might this lady get high upon?" I checked out her sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when her sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little. If I wasn't done yet, I told her,
"Just because the sun put a place in the sky, reason to assume I wouldn't give her a try."
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there. She was buns up kneeling, I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling, and she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just a twitching and her face gone red, some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin, while she spied the condition her sister was in. She quivered and quaked and clutched at herself, while her sister made a joke about her mental health, till Dynamo finally did give in. But I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some more? Right here on the flora.
And how about you, fauna?
You wanna?
Sound like you're choking on something. Did you say you want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure, look. You think I could interest you in a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers? Wait a minute, let me sterilize them. Give me your lighter.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say you can't make me come. You just can't do it." I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some Dynamo Hum. Some Dynamo Hum. Dynamo Hum. Dynamo Hum. Dynamo.
La chanson à venir, titrée Dirty Love, prend des tournures funky et pop. Elle interpelle l'auditeur avec son groove imparable et une section rythmique, batterie et basse prédominante.
Give me your dirty love, like you might surrender to some dragon in your dreams. Give me your dirty love, like a pink donation to the dragon in your dream. I don't need your sweet devotion, and I don't want your cheap emotion.
Whip me up some dragon lotion for your dirty love. Your dirty love.
Give me your dirty love, like some tacky little pamphlet in your daddy's bottom drawer. Give me your dirty love. I don't believe you never seen his book before. I don't need no consolation, I don't want your reservation. I only got one destination, and that's your dirty love. Your dirty love. Your mama make her fuzzy poodle do. Give me your dirty love, the way your mama make that nasty poodle chew. I'll ignore your cheap aroma and your little Bo Peep diploma.
I'll just put you in a coma with some dirty love. Some dirty love. That dirty love. That dirty love.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
The poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
The poodle chews his
nappy.
Poodle bites.
Come on, Frenchie.
Poodle chews
not a speck of cereal.
Poodle bites.
Come on, French. Nothing but the best for my
Poodle Bites.
Come on.
Accessibilité ne rimant pas avec conformisme, Frank Zappa continue à faire du Zappa, avec les extravagances chères au guitariste moustachu, comme avec le morceau titré 50-50, à la composition débridée zappaïenne, marquée par la prestation diabolique du chanteur américain Ricky Lancelotti. Un bon foutage de gueule des chansons gnangnan, de la variété sirupeuse, n'ayant pas grand-chose à dire.
We'll be right back.
Frank Zappa bouscule les codes du rock et du jazz, avec sa liberté de ton et son penchant pour l'absurde, comme avec sa chanson nommée Montana, à la structure imprévisible, et cette mélodie en bonne parodie du rêve américain relate l'histoire d'un homme qui se lance dans la culture du fil dentaire, dans l'état américain du Montana. Outre sa musique novatrice, Zappa propose un narratif quelque peu saugrenu, non dénué d'humour. Quant à celle nommée Zombie Wolf, elle est un cocktail de jazz, rock et funk, caractéristique musicale du groupe Mothers of Invention. Elle est une œuvre marquante dans cet album, titré Overnight Sensation, mélangeant librement les sons du heavy metal, du jazz et de la pop électro.
Be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box that I can sell uptown. By myself I wouldn't have no boss, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss.
Raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I just might grow me some beans, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then, on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down. Pluck some floss and swish it around. I'd have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Yes, I am.
Moving to Montana soon. A mental toss like
find me a horse just about this big and ride him all along the borderline.
with a pair of heavy-duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say I was mighty grand. By myself, I wouldn't have no balls, but I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlight at night. And then I get a cup of coffee and give my foot a push. Just me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a cowboy into the dawn to Montana.
Into Montana soon.
Thank you.
La musique de Frank Zappa est faite d'expérimentations dans de multiples styles musicaux. Elle s'avère difficile à classer dans un genre distinct. Zappa incarnait tout à la fois. On ne pouvait pas dire « Oh, c'est du rock'n'roll », car ça n'en était pas. Ce n'était pas non plus du jazz, pas plus que de la pop ou de la musique contemporaine, non. Alors qu'est-ce que c'était ? C'était du Zappa. Sur ce, je vous souhaite une très bonne soirée à l'écoute de RTF et je vous retrouve la semaine prochaine pour un autre Rock Pop Story. Bye bye à toutes et à tous.